Help support our coverage with a free account on Privacy, the service that keeps you protected when shopping online. Get $5 to try it now by using promo code QZZ2J. And with Blueberry, the community that gives creators the power to make money, get detailed audience measurements, and host their audio and video. Get a 30-day free trial by using promo code Blueberry004.
We have another wonderful guest, Leon Paul. How you doing, Leon?
Hi, Leon.
Good. Great to be here. Thanks.
Nice to meet you.
Excited to
nice
have
to
you here as well. Yeah. So you're here at CES. Is this your first experience here?
We've actually exhibited in CES for the last 4 years.
Okay. For
me personally, it is the first time, though.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
pretty overwhelming. A little, huh?
It's bigger than anything that I've been to.
It's pretty amazing. Yeah. And where are you from, Leon?
So I'm from Israel.
Okay.
And our company is based in Israel. And it's amazing to be here. Absolutely.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about what we're going to, tell us about what your company is, how we find out more information, and then we'll get into your line here. So.
Yep. Absolutely. So Orcam Technologies is an Israeli tech firm that was established in 2010 by two entrepreneurs who, prior to establishing Orcam, created another interesting company called Mobileye, which is also exhibiting here at CES.
Yes.
And they specialize in computer vision and artificial intelligence for the automotive arena. You were just talking about
exactly.
Driverless vehicles.
Yes.
So they're at the core of that. So that company was sold to Intel a couple of years ago for $15.3 billion, which is the largest ever acquisition of an Israeli tech firm.
Wow.
So, but anyway, that's the backstory.
Okay.
In 2010, those two entrepreneurs, Professor Shah Shua and Ziv Aviram, created Orcam in order to apply the same core technological discipline, computer vision, artificial intelligence, not to cars, but to human needs. And since 2010, we've been developing technologies specifically for people who need assistance. And the most obvious choice for computer vision is, in terms of human needs, is people with vision loss. So we've created a device called Orcam My Eye, which is a wearable camera for people who are blind or visually impaired that enables them to read any text that is around them, recognize the people around them, recognize products, colors, banknotes, much more. And all in a simple wearable device that sits onto any pair of glasses.
Well, that's interesting. So,
because you obviously have the product right here.
I do.
So I'm visually impaired and I'm at a bank and I can just... Is it voice enabled?
So it is actually voice enabled,
okay.
but I can actually demonstrate it to you.
That'd be
and
great.
I think it'll it'll come across because it's all audio. Basically, it's translating the visual world into audio.
Yes,
which is perfect for a podcast, of course.
Yeah.
So so I've got this little device. It's about the size of a finger, and it snaps onto with a little magnetic attachment onto any pair of glasses, and all I need to do is put on these glasses. And I've got a piece of a document in front of me with some text on it. Let me just make sure this is okay. I don't know if the audio is coming
Maybe
across.
Maybe a little
pull
bit.
Pull the microphone up to it there.
Great. Okay. So I'm just going to point to this text.
Okay.
And you're going to hear what it says.
Our statement, the One Vision Statement of the American Museum of Natural History is to discover, interpret, and disseminate through scientific research and education knowledge about...
Okay, so...
So you just shut it off with putting your hand there?
So
that's
it
right.
It works with gestures as well.
Yeah.
Right, so it's recognizing simple human gestures. And for people who are listening, what I did was I just pointed towards the document. That triggered the camera on the device to capture what it was seeing and to immediately read back to me the text on the page. And I stopped it by putting my outstretched hand just in front of the camera on top of the page so it sees that human gesture. So basically, it's something that anyone can use. You only have to point. And that's really important because this is a device for people with a disability, people who are visually impaired or blind. So it has to be very, very simple to use, and a lot of our users are elderly or not particularly technology-oriented. So investing in making it really simple to use has been really key to the development of this product.
So obviously the device is pretty smart. Are you connected with this device as well? I mean, do you have to have an internet feed coming into it so it can continue to work, or is everything stored on the device?
Well, actually, this is one of the interesting things about this device and about these about OrCam. It is not connected to the internet. It's all happening in real time on the device. And that's really a part of our specialization, is creating these small wearable devices that can operate privately, and that's very important to a lot of our users, without sending all of their all of the data and all of what they're seeing up to the cloud or to some other location. So so it doesn't require the internet for its core functionality. We can connect it to the internet in order to receive software updates. So what you do is you just connect it at home to your Wi-Fi network, and once you get home at the end of the day, you plug it into a power source. If there's any software updates available, it'll automatically download them and install them on the device. And that's really important because we're investing a lot in creating new functions and capabilities on this device, which means that our users all the time get the latest and greatest features that we're releasing down to the device. One of the new features that we're debuting here at CES is, you mentioned voice or interactive interface. So yes, we've created a human speech recognition interaction with the device. So all I need to do is double tap on the device. Start interactive reading. And I'm going to ask it to read the document in front of me. Read everything.
American Museum of Natural History.
Amazing.
American Museum of Natural History.
I can also ask it to read a certain part of the document. Find fees.
Did you mean read everything?
Find fees.
That's right. Gotta love live television, don't you?
Well, give it one more try on one other thing. Find transportation.
Here are the available voice commands.
Okay. All right, we'll stop that one. But
I got a question. So how many different languages can you interpret?
Exit. Otherwise, it'll keep chatting to us.
Yeah, that's fine.
So, we've developed it to be able to read 28 languages so far. So all of the major languages in the world are covered, and this device is currently available in 50 countries across the world.
What about when a person's walking? Does the device help in that scenario as well?
So it'll help by being able to read street signs, road signs, public transportation notices. So again, that's the textual reading, and it'll read any text that it sees as long as it's large enough for more or less for the eye to see, or the 13 megapixel camera to pick up, then it can read it. In that sense, it helps.
How close do you have to be for that to recognize that sign?
It can be far away as long as the sign is large enough and the text is discernible.
Okay.
Another feature that we are also introducing here, I can't demonstrate it on this device right now, is something that we call mobility. Now, it's not navigation as you walk down the street, but it is finding the doorway in the room that you're in. It's finding the cup that's on the table without spilling it, knowing what objects are in front of you, like a chair or a table. So this kind of lost meter orientation that helps visually impaired people just kind of feel comfortable in their surroundings and be a little bit more independent. This is the kind of mobility feature that we're working on now.
I'm kind of interested in the technology about interpreting or translating a language. Let's say I'm English and I'm over in France trying to read something. Would it read that and then transmit it into English?
Currently, no, but that's not a difficult thing to do. The reason that we haven't done that, by the way, that's a question that we get a lot, but from sighted people. Okay, it's not really a core need of people with visual impairments, but it's not a difficult thing to do because we have a Bluetooth connection from the device to a smartphone. So there's an accompanying app. So with that bridge, we have the ability, and we will be adding in value-added services like translation or access into barcode databases to be able to recognize products on the fly, these kinds of things. So that kind of translation capability will be there. But again, it's not one which is a core for a visually impaired person.
Well, I'm just thinking, even if I was visually impaired and I'm over in France and I'm trying to read a menu, okay, and I can't read it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know French.
So, it'll certainly be able to help you with that, yes.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So are obviously the devices are for sale?
Yeah, this device is already on the market. Okay. We have tens of thousands of users.
Okay.
It retails at $4,500 for the full product. There's also a reader-only version, which is $3,500. And in some states in the U.S. and some other countries, it's available funded through health insurance systems, or various other support systems, welfare systems, state vocational rehabilitation agencies, and so forth.
So the marketing plan right now is working with I'm just thinking about where, you know, like eyeglass. Mm. I mean, is this something like, you know, like in our area we have a low vision business. So would this be that type of business then that would probably pick this up?
Yeah, this would certainly sit within the low vision business.
Okay.
This is a specialist that specific market of visual impairments. But actually we're starting to branch out into additional human needs. We've spoken about visual impairments so far. Another area that we've been working on, using the same technology, we have a handheld device for people who have dyslexia or learning difficulties or reading fatigue. So they might not be visually impaired, but they need some audio input in order to be able to help them consume more text. And so it's just a pen-like reader, which you'll snap a picture of the page and it'll read to you. Another area of disability that we're debuting here at CES and for which we received a CES Innovation Award is another AI wearable that connects to hearing aids. And this is a very exciting development because hearing aids suffer from a problem that has been unsolved for many, many years. And that is, it's called the cocktail party effect. In a noisy environment, the hearing aid amplifies everything. I see you've just pulled out a hearing aid here.
Yeah, I know. I struggle a lot.
Okay. So in a noisy environment, as you probably know, the hearing aid amplifies all of the sound.
Right.
Which makes it very, very difficult to discern anything. And you very often see people either disengage from conversation or simply remove their hearing aids in a noisy environment. What we've done is we've coupled with the hearing aid a wearable smart wearable camera. It's about this size. It's a small, it's about, I don't know, how would you describe the size? About 5 centimeters long.
Yeah.
And that sees who's speaking to me. It identifies the sound and sees the lip movements. So it's reading your lip movements and syncing that up with the sound so that it can isolate the sound of the person that is actually speaking to me and clear out all of the sounds, all of the other noise around it. So I'll get your voice directly into my hearing aid and can have a meaningful conversation with you despite all of this noise around me.
So I hate to do this to you, but we are out of time. But where do we find out more information?
So go to www.orcam.com. It's all on the website.
Okay.
And that's
extremely fascinating.
Oh, wow.
And congratulations on an amazing product. I think this is a product that will change the world. So
yeah,
it definitely
is a game changer.
With us today.
Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Leon.
Thanks, Leon. Take care.
Thank you.